For this exercise, I'd like you to experiment with structures. Define an employee structure. Members like last name, first name, title, and salary, that should be sufficient. So you'll have strings and you'll have numbers in it, like we did in this chapter. And then I'd like you to write a program that prompts the user for an employee. And so you'll print out a prompt, you know, type in the last name, and then you read that in and type in the first name. And when you have read all of those members in, then you can store them into an array of employee. So the goal here is to read from the keyboard an array of employees. And then when the user doesn't enter anything for the last name, in other words, they hit return, then that is your signal to stop populating the array and then to print out the ones that you read in. How are you going to know if a string is empty or not? Well, probably the easiest way is to call the strlen function, and if you get a zero back, that means there's no characters in it. Don't forget to include the header string.h.